الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبارك على نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. One of the sisters who got khutbah, and as it is in the khutbah, it was about the story of Hajj. And it is part one, as we titled it here. Praise Allah Ta'ala, the one who prescribed the ancient house to be started forever as a place of security and guidance for people. And he, Allah Ta'ala, commanded the slaves, the created mankind, to take the prescribed station of Ismail, of Ibrahim alayhi salam, as a place to pray by. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Ibrahim to call the mankind to come to Hajj. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed that they are going to come in big number, and they'll come from every road, every road wide or narrow, walking or riding, to gain benefits for themselves and to perform what Allah Ta'ala made obligated upon them from singling him out in worship, obeying him, and glorifying him subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as doing the tahleel and takbir, the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So the people came since then, and that abundant area in which there was no farm, no mankind, no trees, no animals, it became the place where the believers and the angels would always die to come to. So Allahu Akbar, there is no one worthy of worship but him alone, without any associated partners. May Allah's peace and blessing be upon his prophet and his most beloved mankind, Muhammad, the trustworthy, the best of the first and last, and he is the intercessor in the general instruction. May Allah's peace and blessing be upon his family, his companions. After all, approached them to Allah, barely when Allah Ta'ala wanted to build up a house for his slaves on the earth, so that they come to whenever they have a problem to find security, and they come to whenever they are happy. So they thank Allah, praise Allah, and all. So Allah Ta'ala has put the destiny for that in the best way ever, and he is the all-wise, all-knowing. So he, Allah Ta'ala, brought Ibrahim and Sarah from the land of Babel, the land of those who worship the stars, to Ash-Sham, the land of those who used to worship the idols, crossing the land of Egypt of those who worship the kings. And then when they passed through the land of Egypt, they were scared that the king of Egypt might kill Ibrahim and take Sarah for himself. But they were all, and they supplicated Allah, so Allah Ta'ala supported them and made them to gain a female slave. And that journey, this slave became the woman of the story of Hajj, the woman of the story of the Ancient House, the woman of the story of Zamzam, the water that is still running since then until today and until Allah Ta'ala knows where. And she is the woman of the story of the Tawafs running around the Kaaba between the two mountains, Safa and Marwa. And she was the woman of the story of the demolishing of the Gulf of Marib in Yemen, and the transfer of the tribe of Jurhum from that land to where Prophet Ismail, the mother of Ismail, is staying in this area, So let's go and listen to this story as it is reported by the Imam of the Muhaddithin, Imam Bukhari, in his book, As-Sahih ibn Allah ibn Hizbullah, as the first evident, on the authority of the great scholar, the Habr al-Bahr, Abdullah ibn Abbas, who said that the Messenger of Allah said, Ibrahim came together with the mother of Ismail and her son Ismail, and she was breastfeeding him until the Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left him by the house where it was the house to be built, near the tree by Zamzam at the upper part of the mosque. At that time there was no one in there at the water. He left him there and he left with them a bag of dates and a container of water. So when Ibrahim alayhi salam was returning back to Sham, Abu Ismail followed him and she said to him, Ibrahim, to whom you leave us in this valley where no one is there and nothing? He did not reply, so she replied that three times again and again. But he did not give it up at her when she was sick now, until she said, is it Allah who commanded you to do so? He then said, yes. She immediately said, thank God, Allah won't be passed before us. Then when she returned, Ibrahim left the area back to where he is commanded to go back to the Shah. So, one reached the place, one has been here near the place today, not by a fujud. He, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, turned to face the Kaaba and raised his hand and supplicated by the supplication which Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, Rabbana, if he has come to me for the end, if he has come to me for the end, if he has come to me for the end, Rabbana, to the end of the ayah, then Abu Ismail continued or stayed there, remained there, and breastfeeding her son and drinking from the water that the Ibrahim left with them until the water finished. So she became thirsty and her son also became thirsty. And she was looking to her son, turning around, crying because that he is thirsty. And then she ran away. She didn't want to keep looking to him in that state. And she found the nearest mountain, which is Asaba. She climbed it and she looked towards the valley where the people today run in between the two green lines. And she wanted to see if there is anybody, but she couldn't see nobody. So she came down to the valley and she ran. Once she came to the valley, she raised her dress a little bit to allow her fast running, and she ran very fast like a person who is running away from something to happen. Until she passed the valley, which was very dry, she came to where she continued walking back to Al-Marwa Mountain, and she stood on Al-Marwa Mountain looking. She might see somebody, but she saw nobody. Again and again and again, she done that 7 times. Ibn Abbas said that the Prophet said that is the sign of the people today. She was down. So when she came the last time on the mountain of Al-Marwa, she heard something speaking or a sound. She then said, Sah means quiet to herself. And then she kept looking and listening and listening. But she heard nothing. And then she heard something that she could not recognize. Then she said, you have made me hear. So if you have any help, then bring it. At that time she saw the angel by the place where Jesus is today, and he hid the stones there in the place where Jesus is by his wing, and then when the water came up as a mountain. Hajar from the Marohana, the mother of Ismail, came to that place and started building a lake around that mountain. And she of your house. So he said then to her, "Never he commanded me to divorce you. So go to your family." And he divorced him. And he married another woman from the people living there in Mecca. And in a while, after a while, Ibrahim came back again, and he found Ismail again out. He asked his new wife about the life that they are living. She said, "We are in a very good life, and alhamdulillah, we are living very comfortably." And she thanked Allah Ta'ala for that. He asked her, "What is your food?" She said, "Meat." He asked her, "What is your drink?" She said, "Water." He said, "Oh Allah, bless them, meat and water." So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that that time they did not used to have any seeds or barley or whatever. Otherwise, he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would have supplicated Allah for them to bless it for them. But and that's why he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "There will be no place in the world that a person can only eat meat and drink water and still be healthy. Except in Mecca. Only in Mecca that you can eat only meat and drink them and you will still be healthy. But not elsewhere. But not elsewhere." So, in other narration, but it is closer to this than different wording, but again, he saw Salam, Ibrahim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commanded his son's wife to tell him to hold his wife. And Ibrahim Alayhi Salam left back again to Sham. And after a while he returned back to Mecca and found Ismail this time sitting under a tree or by a tree and preparing his shooting arrows, and that was close to Zamzam. So when Ismail saw his father, he stood and they hugged each other like what the father do with his son and the son do with his father. When they see each other after a long separation, Ibrahim said, "Oh Ismail, where did Allah Ta'ala commanded me to do something?" He, Ismail, said, "Oh Father, do whatever your Lord commanded you to do." He said, "You're going to help me?" Ismail said, "Yes, I'm going to help you." Then Ibrahim said, "Verily Allah commanded me to build up a house for him here in this place." And he appointed a bit higher place than the whole area. So they at that time started building the house, Ismail bringing the stones and rocks, and Ibrahim building it until the building was a bit higher than Ibrahim's level. So they brought this stone, which is called today Maqam Ibrahim, and Ibrahim stood on, continued building the house. Ibrahim was building and Ismail giving him the stones, and they both used to say, "Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim." There are another narration about this, but all are similar to this. The important thing is that these all narration describes the story of Hajar and Ismail and the Hajj house in Mecca and the Hajj. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those who benefit from all these stories, as in the second khutbah. I praise Allah Ta'ala and send peace and blessings upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his companions and his family. And then I say, verily, stories in the Quran and in the Sunnah must not just be recited to enjoy, but it must be recited to remind us of something. And in this story, or in these stories of the as it allows the Hajj and etc. There are a lot of benefits for us, for Muslims, to take. From these benefits is that whosoever be with Allah, Allah be with him. And that is clear from the story of Sarah alayhi salam, when she passed by in Egypt, and what the king of Egypt done with her, and at the end, Hajar alayhi salam, as a slave. And also it is seen from the story of Hajar alayhi salam, who is left with her breastfeeding child in that land in Mecca, where no pond and no water is there, alone. And she was patient because Allah Ta'ala, or because she knew that Allah Ta'ala is the one who commanded that, so she said, He is not going to leave us to go out. And from these benefits is that patience on the destiny of Allah, that pains, that is dislike, will consequence the increase in Iman in the heart, and also the ease after difficulties. That is clearly seen from all the positions or the from all the incidents of Ibrahim alayhi salam, like the one with the king of Egypt when he took his wife Sarah and what Allah Ta'ala done for him, and also when Allah commanded him to take his son and the mother of his son to that land where no pond and no food and no water there, and also from the command that he commanded him to build up a house in that area, no one helping them except his son, which is too difficult for two persons to build up that house, and also in obtaining the dream that Allah Ta'ala gave him when he saw in the dream that he is slaughtering his son. All these are stories where Ibrahim showed great patience in them, and Allah Ta'ala gave him all yani support and assistance in that, and avoid him or made him avoid all the difficulties. And from these benefits is that those who deny the mercy of Allah and the grace of Allah, do not thank Allah for it, this will remove even the small amount of it. If they don't thank Allah for the much of it, Allah will remove even the small amount of it. That is clearly seen from what Ibrahim alayhi salam said to the wife of his son when she did not show thankfulness to her Lord, but she complained against what Allah Ta'ala gave them. So he told her to tell Ibrahim to divorce. And from these benefits is that good treatment of the parents and obedience to the parents is unlimited. It's unlimited. You cannot limit the obedience of your parents. You say, I obey them in this, I don't obey them in that. Unlimited. Except if they commanded you to do a miss or to do a disobedience to your Lord. That is the place where you don't obey them. You don't obey them. But if they obey you with whatsoever you don't like, you have to obey them. The way that Ibrahim commanded his son to divorce his wife, Ismail did not even investigate that. Why? What did you say? What did you do? What did you do? He did not say nothing. He immediately responded. And from the benefits of this story is that we, the Muslims, are the people who have the most rights among or towards all the prophets and messengers. Why? Because we are the real followers of the prophets and messengers. We, the Muslims, are the followers of the prophets and messengers, and we have to love them much. And from the benefits of these stories is that all difficulties and harmfulness of the journey of Hajj would be resolved by great reward. Great reward. From the reward of death here in this life is the poverty is going to be replaced with riches. And in the hereafter, the sins are going to be forgiven. And that is great. We all work and work and work in order to be rich. The easy way to be rich is to keep visiting this house, this ancient house in Mecca. And from these benefits of these stories is that this house, ancient house in Mecca, is the oldest house for Allah on the earth. Nothing else older than it. Even Baytul Maqdis, because Baytul Maqdis is built by Ishaq, the son of Ibrahim, 40 years after Ibrahim built the Kaaba in Mecca. And from these benefits, that from other stories we are going to